Good day. And once again, welcome, and we shall be opening the floor to all of you for all of your questions. Therefore, you may be directing of this conversation. I will be available to answer all of your questions, beginning now.
Hello, Elias. Inspired by Nuno, one of my main underlying intentions these days is expressing or revealing essence through my body. The second direction is identifying what is not part of my identity and untangling it. And both directions seem like two sides of the same coin. My impression is that there is not much progress in revealing essence possible if we are not simultaneously addressing the associations that are entangled in our identity. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Very, very interesting. Is it okay if I share what I have identified as my associations that are entangled in my identity?
Clarify.
So I think I have identified certain associations or perceptions that are part of my identity, but they're not part of my genuine identity.
I understand. And what have you assessed thus far in relation to that?
I think the first one is that power is bad and feeling powerful is bad. And I think that association developed from childhood experiences and is especially detrimental to me, as power is one of my guidelines as well as the natural expression of essence.
I would agree.
Hmm.
And in that, you are generating an assessment that you have expressed that attachment to the point that you equate it with part of your identity?
That's what I saw. That was my impression, yes.
And I would ask you in that, how would you address to that?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm addressing to these things now in the hypnotic state and in other altered states. But regarding power, I'm unsure how to express that, like in physical action, to tell myself that it's okay to feel powerful.
I would say that that also might be somewhat confusing presently in relation to your movement in the warrior direction and expressing power in that, and then perhaps experiencing some conflict in restricting yourself in that direction. I would say that it would be beneficial to be identifying those time frameworks in which you are noticing that you are either expressing or you are feeling that any expression of power is unacceptable. And then at that moment, address to that by acknowledging it, but then also expressing some action that allows you to move in the direction of your individual power and expressing that in some manner. It doesn't require anything significant. It doesn't have to be any dramatic expression of power, but anything that in the moment you can express that generate some display in a manner of speaking of power.
Thank you. And another one I want to share, because I think that perhaps other people can relate to that, is the attachment that I discovered only 2 days ago, or the perception that experiencing joy and doing joyful activities is immature, inconsequential, and leads to nothing other than danger and losing control. I was quite surprised about that, but I think I really put it into words for what was somewhere in my psyche, very deep down, and influenced me.
I would agree, and I would definitely thank you for sharing with the other individuals, because you are correct. I would say that many, many, many people incorporate that construct and aren't even aware that they have that influence in their life and their experience. And that definitely does dampen your ability to be experiencing genuine joy. And it also influences people's interpretation and definition of joy, in which they see the expression of joy as being something immature or being frivolous or being an expression that is somewhat juvenile. And in that may be more associated with their idea of how it is expressed rather than it being expressed at all. Because joy isn't always expressed in an outward display in an overt or dramatic capacity. And in that, it doesn't mean that you can't express it in that manner, but that it isn't expressed in only one direction or one capacity. And therefore, that may be an important aspect to address to also if the individual discovers that they also may be expressing that type of a construct or an attachment, in which the expression of joy is also limited because it is viewed as something that should be expressed in a particular manner, and that if it isn't, then it is something that is viewed as immature or childish and therefore devalued. I would say that that is an excellent point, my friend, because there are many individuals that actually do incorporate that attachment and aren't even aware of it.
So how I am addressing to it currently is dancing about 1 hour each day now, which is an action which for me is
excellent. Excellent. Yeah. And I would say that anything that is an expression that brings an individual joy would be acceptable. But I would say that, generally speaking, it would be expressed through a physical action. Yes.
Okay, then I have one last question in regards to that. In Nuno's last session, you were speaking about using different focal points when we practice revealing essence through the body. Would you also recommend using a feeling as a focal point, such as joy, or perhaps a state of being, such as bliss, even if we start the practice from a neutral state? Or are feelings and states of beings not concrete enough to hold the focus of the thought process?
I wouldn't necessarily recommend using a feeling as a focal point for two reasons. One, yes, I agree with you that it isn't something that is strong enough to hold your attention and hold that discipline. But the other piece would be also that an action such as that would tend to lead you in a direction to reinforce following feelings, and you don't want to do that. Therefore, I would say that it is more a matter of using some type of focal point, such as perhaps an expression of essence, or a vibrational tone, or you could incorporate a concept, or you could actually even use some physical expression, but not necessarily an object, therefore an action as a focal point. It is a matter of using something that can connect you as a physical being with something that you perceive is not physical. Therefore, I would say in that you want to be moving in a direction of lessening that separation, that you aren't two entities. It isn't you and essence. You are essence. Therefore, using something that you can identify as what you imagine is an expression of essence that you can express also. Because you already do generate this association that you and essence are two separate entities. And therefore, whenever you are thinking about even yourself as essence, you are thinking about essence as being something bigger or greater or more than or more powerful than you. Therefore, you include that aspect of separation that even your own essence is something different from you. Therefore, in that, if you can use something such as we have occasionally identified a worldview of an individual as essence or a theme, an essence theme, or even in relation to what you term to be your statistics individually, those questions you ask frequently that actually mean very little to each of you about what your essence animal is, or color, or musical note. I would say for most people, these are questions that are fashionable and that you want to ask because other people ask them, but that they don't mean much to any of you. Your focus, color or musical note or animal or flower or tree means more to you than that same information in relation to essence. But you could use that because those are expressions that you are familiar with and that you understand, and therefore you could use that as a focal point also. as being a part of you. Are you understanding?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would also say that in different capacities for different people, using an action as a focal point can be very effective also, or a position. Therefore, you could use positions in relation to any type of discipline, any Eastern discipline that you may be engaging, or yoga, or any type of action. You can use an actual position as a focal point. Or another excellent focal point would be in association with, let us say, core actions and positions. Therefore, any individuals that may be familiar with the practice of Pilates, you could use that as a focal point because that is focused on your core, and you can associate yourself as essence through your core, and it also is focused on development and strength, which also is very much connected with essence. Therefore, those would be also excellent directions to use as a focal point in relation to moving in that direction of lessening that separation and seeing yourself as essence rather than only as a focus of essence.
But it could be an action such as dancing, as I do already, as a focal point, or even playing the guitar, right?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Elias.
Yes.
How are you?
As always, my dear friend, and yourself.
As always. A whole circle of it. Thank you. How would dreams play in with this theme of utilizing it as a focal point?
Using a dream?
Yes.
Yes, you could.
Because my dreams are so satisfying lately. Last night I had a dream where I was corresponding with a man, Mr. Ullman. And that's spelled U-L-M-A-N. And I understood that as speaking to a representative from the electrical company. So I saw the U as underwriter, and L is underwriter lab, and I was speaking with a man, therefore Ullman, and he was giving me instructions. I didn't really get that too clearly. I got that people were not helping me in addressing something to Ullman, but that's because I am interested in the high rates from the utility companies. I don't know whether I explained that adequately, but I took this as a very meaningful dream. And I'm wondering if that was essence.
Ah, connecting with yourself as essence.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Okay. All right. Can that be used in a more meaningful way? Or in a larger way? I should say that.
How so? Yes, but what are you entertaining in relation to that?
Well, I think that this development is so strong recently, And the previous conversation about using certain structures as focal points, I just thought perhaps I could look at the dreams in a more meaningful way, but I'm not sure what the next step would be.
I would say using that as, in a manner of speaking, a gateway, because that is your objective awareness expressing imagery in relation to your subjective activity. And I would say that moving through your subjective awareness, connecting with yourself in a more expanded manner as essence would definitely be beneficial, and it would be an avenue that you could actually explore and manipulate. This would be a matter of beginning to move in the direction of using your dreams to move in a dream within a dream.
Oh.
Because the more you move through layers of dream activity, the more you are actually expressing as essence. Therefore, yes, that would be an excellent avenue in which you could explore that.
Thank you. I have one more question, if I may, regarding healing. As you know, I was working with ridding myself of the rheumatoid arthritis, and I am working on pelvic muscles now. My bladder. However, I do not see any improvement. And I am disappointed. I thought it would be easy. I mean, I thought if I set an intention, worked with crystals and tuning forks, that I would alleviate the problem. Thus far, it hasn't happened. But also, I haven't been going to physical therapy recently, since this pandemic. So I am just wondering, is there anything connected with the second energy center? Does it have to do with the sacral energy center, or maybe beliefs affecting that energy center? Like, what is my obstacle to achieving this?
And what would you say you are recognizing in relation to beliefs in association with your second energy center?
I would think that maybe I had some beliefs regarding sexuality, or perhaps I don't know, but that belief occurred to me recently. I don't know what my hindrance is.
First of all, I would say that the movement and the exercises that you would be doing were you to be engaging physical therapy are important. And the factor that you can't actually physically go there is inconsequential.
Right.
That doesn't mean you can't continue to engage the activities.
Correct.
Therefore, I would say that is a matter of continuing to engage these activities, these exercises. And I would say that presently and for a time framework now, I would say that that is very much part of the situation. You are looking at your life and your world around you as being restricted.
Uh-huh. Right.
Therefore, you are translating that in relation to whatever you are doing. Everything around you is restricted, therefore you can't actually accomplish what you want to accomplish because everything is restricted, including you.
Mm-hmm. I see. This is my belief that this is what I am doing, or this is my lifestyle.
Yes, and I would say that this is important to be actually recognizing that and doing the actions and the activities that you would be doing regardless.
Yes, that I understand. Yes, yes. Yeah, that's simply done. I mean, it could be simply done. Yes. All right. All right. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Bonjour, Elias. I wanted to ask a question regarding. It's very interesting because I feel like I'm in prison in my body and my mind too. And you were talking about a few months ago the permafrost and the bacteria and microbes that are free now. And it's like for me it's the same to be free or in prison. It's like I feel in prison because I'm liberated. Can you tell me more about this permafrost and this feeling we have? I don't know if I'm clear. I have too many in my head.
Clarify in relation to the permafrost, what direction you are moving in relation to that? Or how that is associated with being restricted and the feeling that you are expressing.
The permafrost is melting and those bacteria, microbes, viruses are free now. And we had this pandemic. A few months after you told us about that, and we are more and more freed by because we open our consciousness on what we are. But at the same time, I feel like I'm a little bit restricted. I can't. I feel like I don't have the technique anymore. I don't know how to express that.
What I would say to you, my friend, is that it would be much more beneficial for you to be looking at yourself and your experiences in this focus that are influencing you and in that restricting you and not allowing you to move in the direction of your own freedom rather than attempting to associate it with something outside of you or that it is associated with some global expression. I understand what you are expressing in relation to the permafrost, but in that, yes, there are organisms that have been freed from the permafrost, and in that, that is not associated with the present virus and what is occurring throughout your world. That was not actually connected to this subject of the permafrost. And what I would say is, yes, that especially now there is a tremendous mass energy, and that can be exacerbating already existing situations. Therefore, if you are already generating feelings and a perception of not being free, not being able to move in your own direction, and in a manner of speaking, not being able to break free, so to speak, that the mass expression of energy in this past few months can certainly be exacerbating that and adding to it, but it isn't creating it. The issue or the difficulty already existed. This present situation is merely exacerbating that. And what I would say is the first piece that is important to look at is, what are the most significant influences in your life? What are the strongest influences in your life? Generally speaking, the first direction to look at is your family, and especially your parents, because they have the strongest and the most long-lasting influence in relation to you, your perception, your behaviors. Then it is a matter of looking at your guidelines and what the difference is between your guidelines and all those other influences. And in that, what part of your guidelines are being restricted because of those other influences? Now, let me say to you in this manner. First of all, remember, your guidelines guide what? Your behavior. Therefore, they guide you in directions of how to express your behavior in a natural manner. Your guidelines do definitely incorporate the associations of good and bad and right and wrong in relation to how it guides your behavior in relation to outside expressions, therefore beings and situations, people, other beings such as animals and situations in your world, in your life. In this, it isn't that it guides your behavior in relation to you. It guides your behavior in relation to outside sources, how you behave in the world. Now, there definitely are influences from other sources, especially family sources, but there can be more than that. It isn't limited to family sources. Anything that you perceive as authority, therefore there may be influences from school. But not only authority either, can be your peers that can influence you in directions that may not necessarily be in harmony with your own guidelines. Therefore, it is a matter of looking at those influences in your life and then looking at your guidelines and discovering where they don't fit together and where that creates restriction, because your expressions, your behaviors are restricted because of those influences in your life. And in that can be very affecting, and it can definitely create a considerable experience of being very restricted, feeling that you are imprisoned and that you can't move, you can't accomplish, you can't do what you want to do. You can't even be who you want to be because your guidelines and your influences are at odds with each other. Therefore, that can be a very constructive avenue to begin with. And in that can help you to open some of those doors to give yourself that freedom. Always move in the direction of your guidelines. Therefore, when you discover the discrepancies, the differences between your influences and your guidelines, move in the direction of your guidelines. And that will definitely aid in freeing you. Because your guidelines are actually meant to do that, to allow you the freedom to express yourself in the most liberated capacity and the most natural capacity for you.
Merci beaucoup.
You are very welcome.
Yes, hello. I have a question, more of a theoretical nature. Many near death experiences, and many information channeled from the spirit world, say that, time in earth, how we perceive it, are accessible from the spirit world all in once. So like a spatial dimension, you can access your birth, all your life, basically. Many other concepts, expressed from the spirit world, imply notion of time. For example, process of becoming, state of becoming, schools that souls learn in the spirit world. All this have notion of time. And if we remove this time, notion of time from those concepts, they lose their meaning. So does time exist in the spirit world? And is it the same like on earth or different?
Time is referenced because that is what you know. Is there time outside of your reality or your dimension? Yes. Is it the same as your time? No. Is there time in relation to certain areas of consciousness? Not in the capacity that you would understand, because you are correct. It is all simultaneous. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, you could express that there is no time in certain areas of consciousness. But in relation to engaging with individuals in physical focus, in physical realities, there is always reference to time because that is what you know and that is what you understand and that is what you experience because you do engage time. And in different dimensions, times would be associated with or would be addressed to in whatever configuration of time that particular dimension has. Not every dimension moves in a forward linear direction with time. Different dimensions express time differently. And different areas of consciousness express time differently. And no, it isn't the same as yours. As an example that I have expressed many times with other individuals, when an individual dies in your reality, they move into an area of consciousness in which they continue to incorporate an objective awareness and a perception. Therefore, in relation to those two expressions, they continue to engage a configuration of time, but it is very different from your configuration of time. It moves much, much, much more quickly, although they don't notice. But in a manner of speaking, in comparison with your reality, your time moves much more slowly than the time that they experience in that area of consciousness, which is somewhat of an in-between, before they shed that objective awareness and perception. Moving beyond that in-between area of consciousness, perception isn't necessary. And objective awareness isn't necessary. Therefore, the configuration of time isn't necessary either. Understand that time is a very important, essential factor in relation to physical reality. In order to express a physical reality, in order to express physical manifestation, matter, you have to include some type of configuration of time, because time is an essential component of what creates physical manifestations. Without time, you cannot create physical manifestations. Therefore, it is definitely a very important and essential piece of all physical reality, and it is an essential piece in relation to that in between when an individual dies, because they are still creating a physical reality. They aren't participating in your physical reality any longer, but they are continuing to create a physical reality temporarily. Therefore, they do have a configuration of time in relation to that. But there are areas of consciousness, or most areas of consciousness, that are not physical or do not incorporate physical components don't have a configuration of time because there is no physical manifestation. Are you understanding?
Yes. And the second question, there is information circulating in internet about the photon belt, and Earth is like circling, sun circling around a star called Alcyone, and one time per 12,000 years it enters this photon belt, and this is the time of purification of the Earth. Two periods ago, Lemuria disappeared. One period ago, 12,000 years, Atlantis sunk. And now we have entered the new period of purification. I don't know, this is information coming from UFO sites, not from scientific area. So is it true or not that age of purification is coming? Lemuria and Atlantis. Thank you.
Continuing. Now, in relation to that, what I would say is that there is some significant distortion in association with that information. Do you move through certain cycles with your reality? Yes. Do you move through cycles of purification? Not necessarily. Although that could be loosely translated in some capacities, that you do cycle through different time frameworks of what you could loosely identify as purification time frameworks, but not in the capacity that you might be thinking. I would also say that in relation to Atlantis and Lemuria, I have expressed previously many times, these are other dimensional places. They are real, but they are not part of your reality. Very similar to many other expressions in other dimensional realities. Sometimes they bleed through. Sometimes you connect with others and you can actually move interdimensionally, temporarily, any of you can, and many do. And in that, therefore, you are aware of other dimensional expressions and places and beings, and it isn't unusual for any of you to be tapping into that type of information. In relation to information that is supposedly connecting your physical reality with those of Atlantis or Lemuria, this is a distortion in information, because these are other dimensional places that, as I expressed, yes, they are very real, but they are not part of your dimension. Therefore, you won't find them. And they don't intersect with you in relation to any type of cycling that your reality may engage, and they definitely don't intersect with you in your reality in relation to any type of purification aspect. Therefore, as I expressed, that would be filtered information and it would be distorted.
Hi, Elias. This is Cammy. Sorry, maybe I'm saying that I'm going back to the event that's currently going around in our world. I was very curious. You talked a little bit ago.
One moment. Your transmission is somewhat distorted and interference. Can you repeat?
Yes, I will try again. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Continue.
Not too long ago, you talked with a good friend of all of us, Jason, about how different areas in the United States, more energetically differently, were impacted because with the virus that is now this mass event. And I, living in Europe, and I know some other people as well, are kind of curious and interested to know if you could give some insight in how some of those differences play out in Europe. Let's say differences in Madrid, Spain, or Milan, Italy, or Amsterdam, the Netherlands, or Germany, Berlin, Stockholm, London. Briefly, but maybe just give an indication, if you can, as how those differences in energetic inclination could play out for us.
Very well. I would say that energetically, in most areas in the European Union, it is not as concentrated, not as intense, let us say. Although in some southern parts, such as Spain, there definitely is a much stronger concentration. Now, this is actually an interesting point, because I would say, similar to what I was expressing to all of you previously about history somewhat repeating itself in some capacities, let me express to you, generally speaking, the energy in the southern areas of Europe tends to be much more intense and stronger, and therefore when there are certain mass expressions generated, the southern areas of Europe do incorporate a tendency to express that stronger. They also have a tendency to initiate. Now, let me express to you in this that this could be viewed as somewhat of a natural cycling in which collectively you move in directions of creating expression, mass expressions, and doing so in relation to viruses, or what you define as pandemics, is not unusual. You have done this throughout your history, and you do it somewhat in a cyclical manner, and in that I would say that, contrary to what you may be initially thinking, the southern areas of Europe very frequently are areas that initiate some of these pandemics and initiate these mass events in relation to their considerable passion. The Latin cultures are very expressive and very passionate, and they do generally initiate these types of actions. That was very obvious in your previous century, almost precisely 100 years prior to now, not quite, but almost, in which you incorporated another pandemic of your Spanish influenza, which was created where? Thus, its name. In this, I understand that this particular pandemic did not originate in that area, but that area of Europe and in Italy and the even some of the southern aspects of France, the mass expression in these areas is generally more intense and more passionate, and therefore they generally will create more dramatically in relation to something such as a virus or participating in a pandemic. I would say that some areas of England, definitely London, move in a similar direction. Now, not quite for the same reason, but I would say that, yes, England also is an area that is likely to express that mass energy more or more intensely. I would say in relation to other areas of Europe, Germany, the Netherlands, northern areas of France, and most of the middle countries in Europe, I would say that the energy with these countries, all of the Slavic countries, they move in a direction in which they generally will participate. But their participation is much more subdued. It isn't as extensive. It isn't as tremendous. Now, you will find in certain areas that are more depressed, those areas generally will generate more of an expression in relation to something such as a pandemic, such as a mass event in that capacity. Those groups of people will generally express more intensity, and in that they may be displaying more of the effects of something such as a virus, but that is more associated with their state of being, their mindset, in a manner of speaking, in easily moving in a direction of being victims. Now, that doesn't mean all of the Eastern European states, most definitely not, because as they have moved forward, they have also become much stronger and are not as inclined to participate in a mass event in a dramatic capacity. Therefore, you don't hear a tremendous amount about these states being intensely affected or dramatically being affected. The northern areas, even less so. I would say that the northern areas, they generally tend to incorporate an energy and a perception that they are somewhat removed from everything and everyone and don't necessarily participate very much in mass expressions. Therefore, the more you move northward in Europe, the less affecting the mass expression will likely be. Not that it isn't at all, but it isn't as much. I would say that it is not difficult to map throughout your world which areas would be more intensely expressing an energy in a dramatic and a traumatic capacity. It is simply a matter of looking at those cultures, looking at their physical area, and what the masses generally express in a particular country. If they are more dramatic, if they are more passionate, if they are more overtly expressive, then generally they will participate in a more dramatic manner. If the country is more subdued or they are not as physically expressive, they likely won't be expressive in a dramatic manner in relation to something such as this type of mass event. But there are other factors. If an area is considerably overpopulated, or if it is considerably depressed in relation to economy or in social interaction, then yes, those areas would definitely be more likely to be expressing more trauma. Although, the other factor, as I expressed in one of our previous conversations, is looking at those cultures and looking at how they express their daily activity. Because remember, the virus is simply the focal point. This is a mass event that isn't about the virus. It is about self-structuring, self-directing, and difference. And addressing to those three expressions. And therefore, there are some areas in your world that you would, in some capacities, generate a judgment that they are depressed areas because they may be economically depressed. They may not be very forwardly expressed socially in your estimations or by the standards of Western cultures. But they may be expressing their culture in manners that are very self-structuring and self-directing, and therefore they wouldn't necessarily be participating much in such a mass event, and therefore they also wouldn't necessarily display much in relation to the virus, because the virus is the focal point of this mass event. Therefore, there are people and cultures and surrounding areas to China that aren't actually and haven't been expressing much in relation to an effectiveness of the virus at all. Some aren't even aware that there is a virus. Therefore, in that, it is a matter of looking at different areas, looking at different cultures, and evaluating how much are these cultures moving in a direction of self-expression. How much are they self-directing? How much are they self-structuring? How well are they moving in relation to difference? This being the reason that the United States is being so tremendously affecting, because they have difficulties in all three of those directions. They aren't very self-directing. They definitely aren't self-structuring, and difference is an enormous difficulty and challenge for most individuals in the masses in the United States. I would say that there are other countries in which difference is an enormous factor also. I would say that in relation to that, many African countries and Middle Eastern countries incorporate a tremendous difficulty and challenge in relation to difference. And I would say that there are tremendous difficulties in areas such as Japan, in which self-structuring is an enormous challenge, and difference is also an enormous challenge. Self-directing is less so. But you can look at these different expressions throughout your world, and it will give you somewhat of a guideline in relation to why certain areas are expressing much more trauma than other areas, why some people are expressing much more trauma. I would say that Germany and Hungary, the Netherlands, most of the Slavic countries, they have been practicing self-structuring for a significant time framework. Yes, there is a significant workforce but the manner in which the people are expressing themselves, the information that they give themselves and that they seek out, the direction that they move in generally, individually, even in the workforce, they are much more inclined to be more self-directing and more self-structuring. I would say that some of the Western, Central Western European countries have attempted to move in directions of mass expressions in association with difference and genuinely attempting to address that and embrace that, and it has created some significant challenges. And there has been expressions of trauma in relation to that, but pastly. And therefore, there are so many, many, many people that have already experienced that. They have already moved in that direction. They've already given themselves those experiences, many of which, many in Germany, have experienced that in relation to refugees. And therefore, the virus is not actually presenting a significant effect in relation to differences to them, because they've already addressed to that and they've already moved through experiences with that and fear and trauma, and therefore now that is not as significant of a subject. Just as I was expressing to many, many, many of you that have engaged interaction with myself, because you have been moving in these directions for years, because you have been giving yourself information and you have been addressing to differences and self-directedness, and to a degree, even self-structuring, you aren't experiencing trauma in the manner that many, many, many other individuals are, because you've already been moving in these directions. You already have been giving yourselves information, and therefore, in relation to the focal point, the virus, it isn't affecting you in those types of manners. It isn't that it isn't affecting you at all. It is bringing to the forefront whatever issues are being expressed, and in that presenting, restructuring, redirecting, definitely looking at subjects of difference, and as I expressed, not only differences in between people, but differences in expressions, differences in yourselves. And therefore, that is presenting challenges for most of you, but not trauma, which is excellent, which is the point, which is why I have been offering information to all of you for such a time framework. That was the point, and it still is the point, to lessen the degree of trauma as much as possible, and that has been successful. In this, I would say, if you are curious as to different areas in your world that would be more affected or less affected in relation to the mass event, simply look to those cultures and what do they express naturally at this point in relation to those three main factors that the mass event is about.
Thank you, AI.
You are very welcome.
I think, no, I thought before that I had some add-on questions, but you covered so many things that I will leave it to somebody else to maybe ask them.
Very well.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Andrea.
Okay.
Can I talk? Yes, Andrea from Germany. Nice to meet you again. So I have two little personal questions and a bigger one. So I don't know if you have enough time for that. I had the idea to write a book, and I like to bring something of your information to in this book. A person, she gives the information, and it's very hard for me to start. So I want to ask if you have a hint or something which helps me to be more comfortable with writing this.
What I would suggest to you, my friend, is start entertaining ideas of stories. You can include all of this information through stories. And in that, it gives you the opportunity to engage your imagination and to play and to be expressive in a fun capacity. Therefore, that would be my suggestion of how to begin. Don't be so serious, but playful, and think about stories. All you require is to begin with a story, and then from there, you can incorporate the information in whatever manner you choose in association with the adventures that your characters engage in the story.
Thank you. And I want to ask, is there a reason why it's very hard for me to remember my dreams?
Ah. I would say that is not an unusual expression. Now, you can actually address that, and you can actually alter that. First of all, I would say, one, if you are incorporating a considerable amount of time in your day, in your waking state, in which you are thinking, and you are incorporating stress or worry or anxiety or confusion, even without stress and anxiety, although there are very few people that aren't expressing stress. In that, all of that contributes to the action of turning off your objective awareness when you sleep. It is an automatic action that people do, in a manner of speaking, as a protection. You are engaged with so many things, so to speak, during the day while you are in waking state, that you simply turn off your objective awareness when you go to sleep, because your objective awareness is what creates dreams. It interprets or translates the subjective activity into imagery. And that is what creates dreams. Of course, there are other layers of dream activity, which is involved with interconnectedness and mass expressions, but allowing yourself to remember your dream activity, because it isn't that you aren't dreaming, it simply is that you aren't recalling that dream because you are turning off the objective awareness and its involvement. Now, in that, I would say that if you begin by releasing energy before you go to bed, intentionally relaxing, walking is an excellent activity to release energy. Stop thinking while you are walking. Simply walk and allow yourself to relax. Then I would express you can engage different practices in the evening. One is to not be consuming food before you go to bed. That also will interrupt your objective awareness from engaging dream activity, because your objective awareness then is put aside because your body is still working. I would say beyond that, it is also significant to be generating relaxing actions before you go to bed. Stop thinking. In that, perhaps having soothing tea and generating a relaxation exercise before you go to bed. Also reminding yourself, and this is an important piece because most people don't think about it, that you are safe. It is important when you go to bed to remind yourself that you are safe, because you hold tension in your body consciousness because you don't always believe that you are safe. And in that, even if you are, you are accustomed to holding that tension and that anxiety of not being safe. Therefore, if you remind yourself that you are safe, that is definitely helpful. Then when you go to bed, you can actually relax, which will allow your objective awareness to naturally involve itself in creating imagery for dreams, and then you can remember them. You can also alter your sleep patterns temporarily, and that does create a push to recalling dream activity.
Okay, thank you very much. It's nice to speak with you. So,
and you also.
I give it to another person. Thank you.
Okay, this is Robin. And my question, first of all, I wanted to ask for Deborah Meyer what her essence name is.
One moment. Essence name. Osha.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask what her family and alignment is.
And the impressions?
Oh, she didn't give impressions. Okay. Okay, so we'll just do that later. Okay, so my question was, can you give me a name of a future focus, which is the easiest for me to like connect with and like the most willing?
Very well. One moment. Future focus, time framework, Male individual, physical naming, Uster, U-S-T-E-R.
So I would try to connect with like a focus like this in meditation or in my dream state, or what would be the most beneficial?
Any of those, yes. You can engage with that in any of those manners. Visualizations, in meditation, in dream state, yes. Any of those would be effective.
And how exactly what is like a beneficial way of like using say a future focus, like what could they like offer me exactly?
What was your motivation for asking? Why do you want to connect with?
Because they have perceptions that are very different from mine. So, like,
and
I don't know what
be the reason that, or that would be the benefit.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the moderator. We have about 10 minutes pushing it left. Just wanted to do a quick time check. But before I quickly hand it over, Elias, could you spell OSHA? You gave that essence name, but it'd be good to get the spelling.
Very well. O S H A H.
I have a question, if it's possible.
Continue.
So, my father just passed on. I feel his energy, but what I want to know, is it me seeking his energy that I access? And I assume I can access that energy at any time?
Yes, you may. And yes, you are.
So when I feel like I hear him talking to me, I am.
Yes, you are.
I need to know if he was in pain when he passed.
No.
Did he know we were there?
Partially.
Okay.
I would say that he was in and out, in a manner of speaking. Therefore, at times, partially he was aware, but partially he was viewing other aspects of reality. Therefore, he wasn't entirely in one direction continuously. Therefore, at times, yes, he was aware.
Okay, so even though he appeared to be in pain and thrashing and breathing heavily, that's just my perception.
No, what I would say is, yes, it is your perception that that is pain. And it is understandable. I would say that the body consciousness was being very reactive. But that doesn't necessarily always register with the individual as pain. And in that, from an outside perspective, it can seem that the individual would be in considerable distress. But what is important to understand is that the objective awareness of the individual is not constantly present in relation to what the body consciousness is doing. The individual is separating themselves from the body consciousness, and therefore they aren't always experiencing or aware of the experience of what the body is doing, because they are removing themselves from it. Therefore, it is understandable that you would perceive that an individual is in pain or is struggling or is incorporating significant difficulty. But in actuality, that may not necessarily be the experience of that individual.
Okay. Did he die of COVID?
No.
All right. I'm going to just try to keep reaching out to him. I assume for the remainder of my life on this planet, I will be able to do so.
Oh, yes, you will. I would say that it will move through stages. Presently, it would be very easy for you to connect with him very automatically and at any time. And it would be very easy for you to even audibly hear him or even visually see images at times. That will change, and there will be a time framework which is somewhat brief in which it will seem more difficult to connect with him objectively, although I would say you definitely in that period of time can connect with him in dream state much easier. But that would be a temporary time framework in which it may be objectively more challenging to connect with him. That will be during a time that he is initially engaging his objective reality. And in that, there is a slight disorientation. Not that the individual feels disoriented. They generally don't. But the disorientation happens in relation to they are creating physical images of people Therefore, he likely will be creating physical images of you and other people that he was close to and interactive with, and understand that the imagery that he will be creating is not associated with his death. Therefore, it will be including people that have been interactive with him, or that he was interactive with and close to before he moved in the direction of that disengagement, which means before he engaged the dementia also.
Right. Okay. Okay.
But I would say that that time framework generally is generally very temporary. Generally speaking, would be in your time framework 3 weeks perhaps, and in that it is merely a time that he will be reorienting himself, because the energy of you connecting with him moves through into that layer of consciousness, but it is moving from a different direction than what he sees. Therefore, he may see the image of you, but the energy of you will be coming from a different direction. Therefore, in a brief time framework, which for him is basically almost a blink, for you, it would be approximately about 3 weeks in which he will be orienting himself in relation to the energy moving towards him from a different direction than the image.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Pay attention to animals, because they are very attentive to this energy. They see it physically. They don't merely feel it. They see it, they hear it, and they are very responsive to it. And pay attention to your plants, because they will lean in the direction of that energy also.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome.
I think we are out of time, unfortunately.
Very well. I shall tremendously be anticipating our next meeting, and I extend my tremendous love to each of you and great supportiveness. Remember, none of you are restricted other than what you restrict yourselves with. In this, you all are creating your reality, and yes, you are participating in mass expressions, but you aren't stuck, and you aren't restricted. I express tremendous support and encouragement to all of you. Great affection, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Elias.
Bye.
Thank you.